Hello and welcome to episode 53, season 2, episode 8 to be exact, of the D Hoop University podcast. This is your host, Daryl Harris. I'm rejuvenated. I'm off the Zyrtec, the Dayquil. WrestleMania week is here. Couldn't pretty much be happier. From a content perspective, we've got meaningful hoops day in and day out. The Final Four is here. Come on now. And to commemorate pretty much this NBA season, Shiv and I, casual diehards, we're about to kick it into high gear. Everybody, I just want you to know, in the words of The Rock, shut your mouth and enjoy the ride that the casual diehards are going to take you on. For this playoff season, I want to give this out. This is our game of the day for the NBA slate. We are going to give a deep dive review of this game on our next episode. Let's all watch it together. That's our homework assignment. That will be the Golden State Warriors versus the Dallas Mavericks. That's going to be an entertaining affair tonight. So enjoy the pod, like, follow, and subscribe. I repeat, we are about to take this thing in the high gear. Without further ado, let's talk some movies. See what's about to happen next, okay? Okay.
Dude. What is...
What up?
What's up, man? What's up? Oh, what's going on? We got a little afternoon. I feel like we usually don't record this late, to be fair. It's like 3:30.
You know,
usually we're a little...
Tip off for the day is not far away, for sure. We're almost there, dude. We've got less than a week in the regular season.
Do we actually?
And this is make or break time.
I did not know that.
Right now, the Lakers are 42-33. So what's that with them at 75 games?
Yeah, I was just about to say, what the heck?
They've got about 7 left, I suppose.
Yeah. No, yeah, the Celtics season ends on the 14th. Let's do it.
I'm definitely, it goes a couple games from next week. That's good. They don't count. I'm all in on, this is the last week of fantasy. And
yeah.
We've been texting about this plenty. So... It ends before the last couple. We're already dealing with that.
Yeah.
Last week, Gary Trent Jr. was rested this week, or is out for the game tomorrow. Announced today for rest purposes.
Load management.
Got to get Gary Trent the rest so that way he can play Jamias Ramsey for the last week of the game. Last week of the season.
Oh my God! Like look
next
at that.
Level. Next level tanking by the Toronto Raptors, whose pick is top 6 protected, I believe.
Oh my God. Season.
So they just completely like bombed the post All-Star break.
What a joke.
Chess moves. Chess, not
chess. Masai Ujiri at the helm, man. At the helm, just directing traffic.
Yeah, no, man. Definitely want to kick off. Shout outs for one. I got a shout out right here. Shout out Sir Cartier.
Oh, okay. That's pretty sick.
So, little self-titled LPZ.
Nice. That is dope. That is actually really dope.
Alternate
that is pretty dope. Did you get that the other day?
No, this was a birthday present.
I didn't know that.
Or at least last year. Shout out to Tito, man. Shout out to the broski.
Shout out to T. Doing up dinner with TZ.
You know what I'm saying?
It was revolutionary. It was revolutionary.
Back in the AUG days, if you know, you know.
They don't. It's like the worst part is like they won't. They'll come to me later, you know, and be like, you know, did you ever listen to Cozy Tapes? Cozy Tapes 2 even. And it's like, bro, you don't know. You just don't know.
Nah, man. It's definitely all about the fantasy playoffs over here, dude.
Take us through the season. What how do we get here? How do we get to this point? How are we this deep in the Blazers rotation or the Raptors rotation?
Come on, dude. Like to be a fantasy savant, it's a tireless, thankless job of searching the waiver wire, the player
Dude.
portal. Okay, who has four games this week? I need somebody with a heavy slate. Who's
Yeah.
getting 30 minutes a game? Isn't on rosters, and like is a threat to
Dude.
get some defensive stats and a free throw. Like, who's the
You see basketball?
double-double just flirting with,
Yeah, see, this part of the season, it's like the same with football though. But I feel like everybody when we play football, I think because it's less of a week to week burden, or like there's only so many weeks, right? So it's like you can kind of you can be okay going deep into like rotation. But like every time I try to play fantasy basketball, my team doesn't survive like the second month of the season. I just like give up. I'm like,
it's
I can't.
definitely it's ahead of fantasy baseball for sure. And I can only say that because I've done a season.
Oh, that's crazy.
One of my Costco buddies wrote me in 1 year into some money league that sorry, knock on wood, this is gonna juice me. I couldn't have bought into that one. You got like 2 weeks out of me. I said, sorry, buddy, you might have won first place. You're not getting this one.
Should have taken that money to Chick-fil-A.
But that one, it's like, okay, I'm looking for a relief pitcher. Like, what?
Yeah, no.
I did get familiar with some more guys. Shout out to Teoscar Hernandez with the Dodgers, filling out the rotation.
T-O-H. Big
You know what I'm
T-O-H.
saying?
I like it. Okay.
Or some other guys. I had a oh man, his name's about to get away from me right now. He's a hitter. He's got some pop on the bat. But you know, my point exactly.
Yeah.
Then it's like, all right, I'm really going fishing for some guys with this one. With this hoops one, man. Yeah, for one, you have to play categories. If you're playing that video game points version of fantasy basketball, you're not really, you're leaving a lot of meat on the bone. For one, I'm thankful to have a voice right now. Dude, Easter weekend kicked my ass, dude.
Really?
I was down and out with whatever version of fascist cooties, sick germs that I just couldn't avoid, of course. And every now and then, once he had COVID, we all got COVID. This was the second worst for sure that I've ever been wiped out from like
Jeez.
One of his sicknesses. And it's like day five, and I'm just like just emerging right now from the cave.
Oh my God.
So
I'm
thankfully,
glad.
we're doing that. Threw it all, waltzed into the fantasy playoffs. So this is really one of my finest efforts. Finest efforts. Late in season one, I ran down the whole roster. And yeah, you've really got to stick to it. You've got to stick to it. I got the first pick in this season. That's one of the reasons why I'm here. But drafting, if I would have nailed all my picks, it wouldn't be close right now. Like my fifth and sixth picks really butchered me. And the fact that I'm still in the championship, it's like, all right, I did what I was supposed to do. But when you have Jokic, when you have Anthony Davis, the ceiling is the floor, essentially, with your team.
The floor. Yeah, yeah.
Because that's a lot to deal with, especially when AD is going to play the entire year. He's going to average 25 to 12 with defense. And you're setting the floor really high. So those are my guys that have done their work. Shout out to Kyrie. Shout out to Cade Cunningham. Shout out to Alper and Şengün, the fallen soldier of it all. We wouldn't have got this far. We wouldn't have gotten to the 152-65 record without Alper and Şengün.
That's incredible.
That's for sure. Baby Jokic. And I knew that coming in. I said, I want to get these versatile bigs. I got Jokic. Guess what? The closest player to him, he wasn't on everybody's radar. I can tell you that. At the beginning of the season, went and got him round five confidently. Snag him.
Not
Y'all are asleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that's essentially that was the force of the team. Everything after that, because my next two picks were Walker Kessler and Scoot Henderson. So they were off the team very short order. But beyond that, I had, man, shout out to the Max Strus's of the world. Got me through a really good stretch of the season. Shout out to Keegan
You
Murray. Shout out to Colin Sexton. Keontae George held it down for a stretch. He's back in the rotation now. You know,
Oh.
Tim Hardaway Jr. held it down for a long stretch. You know what I'm
TNT.
saying? High
Okay.
volume shooting. Jaden Ivey, you know, coming through and just like, guess what? Coach is giving me 30 plus minutes a game. I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna get better this year.
Yeah.
Get better. You know what I mean? No expectations, no pressure. We don't gotta win these games.
I'm
I'm
just
just
gonna
gonna,
play
you know,
basketball.
put my skills on display,
Yeah.
you know, rack up some stats, have a good game every now and then, get you 30 every now and then. It's like, all right, look at Jaden. Let's go.
Dude.
Talent, lottery pick.
Yeah, lottery pick. That is true. Lottery pick. I,
Shout
yeah.
out to Draymond.
Oh, God.
Draymond was one of my last draft picks. I've dropped them at least 5 times. I'm the only player to have Draymond on. I'm looking at his transactions. I've added and dropped them like
I
nine
know that.
times.
Yep, been there. Been there.
Because when you get suspended and you got three players on injured reserve, and it's like, all right, dog, you can't just eat up a space on my bench when you're punching people and getting technicals left and right. And then it's like, oh, look, Draymond's back. He's got a double double. He's got a triple double.
Oh my
He's
God.
shooting it well from three.
Shoot,
This is
yeah.
what we want.
That's true. He did have his little mini stretch where he was hitting some threes. I was like, what the heck? The Renaissance, dude.
Guys are doing their thing, man. You know, we've got Amen Thompson balling like
Yeah.
it's March Madness
Oh
right
my
now.
Lord. He is so good. He is so good. He's insanely good. And we said this. We said this at the beginning of the year. We were like, the Rockets are going to turn things around in short order. Ime's gonna come in, just show these children the way of like life. And what do you know? They're like maybe a game out of the play-in. Because if the Warriors fold at any point, the Rockets, I think, like will sneak in. If they continue to win, they just ripped off like a 10-game win streak. They could easily make the play-in over the Warriors. And honestly, get the Warriors out of here. Get them out of here. Why are we not going to show this Rockets team the way they're playing? Two ways. Jalen Green is an electrifying scorer. There's actually like promise. There's like hope. A lot of people wrote him off. You know, he's answered the call. Amen Thompson is going crazy. That is an insane backcourt. Imagine if they still had Şengün right now. That's like another 25 and 10, 25, 5 and 5. They're just dogs, dude. Ime's got them playing. Dylan Brooks looks like a great signing for them. Completely changed the culture in Houston. Implemented this no BS, like dog mentality. You never know what you get from Fred VanVleet in the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like we could this Rockets team is solid. They are.
I've been trying to pull up the right episode so that way I can reference it.
Yeah,
Let's
facts.
see.
I feel like it's deep in the archives.
And because I played it not too long ago, and it's somewhere in here. Jesus, you know, this is episode 54, I want to say. So you know, when you're digging through the tens and tens of episodes,
I was about to say, no, I can't
you
remember.
know
Hey,
what range it's in.
I know it was there though, and we did an episode where it was I think we were doing like,
But
what was
yes,
it?
if you want to hear just a real crystal ball of a prediction of a season, just listen to our casually blowing it up segment on the Houston Rockets from the end of the 2023 season
That's
when
so
we're
true.
like, yo, next year, Sacramento Kings-esque type run. And that's not what happened per se with Houston this year. But like Shiv was talking about, they have a chance for the play-in. It's unfortunate because I think they're gonna fizz out. And it's like
They might.
They had to run just to put pressure enough, and the loss yesterday or on Sunday with the Golden State win put them 2 games out, and now going into this final stretch, it's like, all right, now we need them to drop a couple, and we still have to win.
Yeah.
Whereas like they could have closed it to pretty much a game or a half game,
Yeah.
and it's like, okay, now you guys might come up like one short, but
Yeah.
heck of a run happening, like you said, once Alpi goes down, and
It opens up Jalen Green's like development a little more, in my opinion. He was able to just
It goes to show that the rest of the roster moves and they're still battling injuries. Like Whitmore is hurt.
Yeah.
They haven't had Tari Eason for a bunch of this. And it's like they're relying on Jeff Green for like 30 minutes a game. But it's case in point that these additions were the right pieces. You brought in veterans who are like, no, these young guys are also ready to hoop. Like maximize what we're getting out of Jabari, play him at the five. I said that on that episode. I was like, looks like he can spot minutes at the five. In this run, he's literally playing the five. If not, Amin is playing the five. We talked about him in the draft. And nah, man.
Nah, they're cooking. Next year, they're going to be really good. Assuming they bring everybody back, everybody's healthy. Like I think they're like the young team. They're kind of like Memphis a couple years ago when Memphis got their first sort of like real action when they weren't just like bad. And it's like, oh no, we actually have some pieces here. Like if we kind of like lock in the summer, we could probably have like an OKC Minnesota type season where we're just kind of like in the top half of the standings.
Yeah, no, shout out to Brother Lampkins, new Zeta alert, because he's got a squad. Going up against Luka, LeBron, Porzingis, Zion, DeMar DeRozan, Rudy Gobert, anybody.
Does KP even play these next couple? I think they play everybody.
I hope he doesn't. He did yesterday and he got a modest 27 boards, 5 assists, 1 block. It didn't hurt.
Yeah.
It didn't hurt. You know what I'm saying? He went up against Andre Drummond. Drummond got me 13 and 18.
Oh, he's an absolute machine.
In less than 20 minutes, bro. How is it possible?
He gets every rebound. And he's also like legit. Yeah, I don't know.
In
I
a
feel
loss.
Like, yeah, in a loss. It's even crazier. 18 boards. That's
in a
like,
loss, dude. This season's reached the point where you forgot what's happened early on or in different various phases of the season. Because right now, I think that Chicago's pretty dangerous. Like, they've got no bench, and you forget that Zach LaVine was even a part of this team.
Yeah.
Let's not even talk about Lonzo Ball. Like, now we're, like, pulling out the yearbook, you know, from, like, years past.
Yeah.
But, like, this season's like, okay, what happened? Oh, wait, Coby White is, like,
nice.
High-end point guard now? Like, that's what we're doing year-round? Caruso is just, like, a menace on defense and the boards at the guard spot. Yeah, no, man. A lot of funky trends have been going on.
I feel like the Bulls started playing better without Zach LaVine, though. Isn't that like, I think that's like kind of hilarious.
Addition by subtraction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you notice some of the redundancy with him and DeRozan. It's like with them both on the court, we're still an ISO heavy team.
Yeah.
Or like a scoring dominant team, and everybody can be a focal scorer throughout the game.
But then again, like Lonzo was the thing that helped him out a lot, right? So it's like, you know.
Still missing it. Still can't wait to get him back. Hopefully, you know, that's going to happen next year. Apparently, he's, you know, progressing from some things that I've looked up on. The New York Knicks, they've had like 4 different runs this season alone. Back in October, November, it was like, yo, is this Brunson thing a thing?
Yeah.
It's certainly a thing.
It's certainly a thing.
I love looking at the fantasy player rankings too. As the season goes on, that's like always a way I'll reference like how players are playing and stuff. And Brunson, dude, man, he's point guard 4 or 5 on the season.
Wow.
On the season. Wow. Point guard 5 right now. He was drafted 33rd for reference. Yeah. And that was a second round pick. So definitely knew he was going to produce, but 28-6. This is Isaiah Thomas-esque.
Yeah. Yeah.
Type of season that he's had right now.
Hello,
lefty and everything.
Yeah, that's true. But he's got his own. Isaiah was a little more electric, and Brunson's a little more like, I don't know. He's like smooth. He's like smooth, but like, it's just like bully ball almost a little bit. It's like bullying without like bullying, but it's like bullying. It's like bully ball.
That comparison, I don't think has been made much. Because I feel like it would have stood out more, but it's one that's pretty comparable. It's like these guys who are like crunch time,
playing out of their mind.
Right. It's just like, I don't know. They're not these like Derrick Rose, just live on the ground, like knockdown drivers. It's like, no, they're just really crafty, create space, shot makers, you know.
Yeah, it's
damn,
just
damn, like look at what so and so's doing.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a great comparison.
They had to stretch, you know, with all of them healthy post OG Anunoby trade, which was a couple of weeks before the deadline. Now where it was like,
right?
Whoa, Eastern Conference, you are officially put on notice. Like, yeah. these boys want to play. Like, they want smoke.
Yeah.
Randall's healthy. And sort of now, you know, even falling off the bone, you've got freaking Deuce McBride literally playing 40-plus minutes a game, putting up numbers. DiVincenzo just broke the franchise season three-point record. Josh Hart's throwing up triple-doubles. Yeah. D'Angelo Russell also broke the Lakers three-point season record. And it's just funky that, you know, this is the era that we're in, especially with 3 points, with three-pointers and pace and, you know, analytics. Not shocked that these things are happening, but they're like still, when you look, it's like, oh, damn, DiVincenzo's knocked down 255 threes this season. That's
a lot.
Pretty nasty.
It's a lot. It's a lot of threes. It's a lot of things. No, they are. I remember when the Anunoby trade happened, they like had like a little win streak, and then I was like, whoa, these guys might actually be like, this might be like the Knicks basketball that we're used to, like physical Tom Thibodeau, just, you know, just like that brand. Like, it felt very on brand for them, for the Knicks, and it was cool to see them be good. And I don't know what their injury situation is right now, but I don't know if Anunoby's like entirely healthy. I don't know if Randall's back or not. I admittedly haven't watched much of them, but
yeah, no. The missing pieces have allowed space for guys to step up and overplay their roles, but they also added a veteran in Bogdanović at the deadline, who's a shooter and spacer. They're getting Mitchell Robinson back in the rotation now, going into the postseason. DiVincenzo and Josh Hart, the way they've stepped up, which is the chemistry that they already naturally have, and then they got to share the court as starters, because when they were all healthy, they couldn't. It was, you know what? We like OG. I mean, yeah, we like OG. We, of course, got Randall and Brunson out there. Well, maybe, you know, getting RJ out kind of had to happen, you know? But it's like now, those guys got to share the court and share the success.
Right.
And that's what they're comfortable doing. So it's like, there was no like, damn, Brunson's getting all the run, but it's like, we're also his dogs. Like, we have a podcast together, but barely get minutes.
Yeah, facts. No, that's so real, dude. That is so real. They did make the right moves, and it is refreshing to see New York be competitive again. But I'm letting you know right now, Paul is walking in there. Like, he's walking in there for his playoff debut. I've seen Trae Young have a playoff debut in New York. I know what he did to them. Like, you don't think Paulo at 6'10", 250 is going to walk in there and just, like, 4-2 them? Like, what? Like, what are we talking about here? You think Julius Randle is stopping that? That's not happening. Like, Paulo at the 4-5 matchup between New York and Orlando, dude, like, Paulo on the road in Madison Square Garden.
Right now, they are the 4-5 matchup. Only a half game separates them in the standings. A half game separates Cleveland and New York from the fourth and third spot. So all that's in play sort of between those three teams. But we could definitely get that in round one. That'd be pretty nasty. I kind of don't want that to go to Indy and Orlando. So that way Indy can get out of here. I think they're I don't know. They might be back as well. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this season has such a run. The era of the over-unders for Indiana hitting 250 on a night-to-night basis.
Pretty crazy.
That was an era of the season. That December, January Indiana Pacers team.
They were dangerous. They were dangerous.
Dog. Tyrese was hitting you for 130 a night.
Dude, he was going crazy. He was going crazy. You would get like 20 and like 18 and like 12.
This was before the Siakam trade, like just with role guys.
Yeah.
With like Buddy Hield, with Nembhard, with freaking your boy Nesmith, with Mathurin. Like, y'all ready to get some shots up today, boys? Because I'm passing this mug.
He's
case in point, what type of season it's been. Joel Embiid.
What's going
He dropped like one of the like easiest 70 pieces we'll ever see against San Antonio, like the game before he went down with like his like big injury. Again, like the game before the Sacramento game, I think, or the Golden State game, where he like bounces his knee, like, you know, wiggles, and it's like, damn, we had to watch this Philadelphia team for like the last 2-3 months and just be like, this sucks. But like at one point in time, dude, he was just coasting to probably another MVP award. And like, look at my guy's roster, man. My guy Derwin finished the season 87-127 and lost the tiebreaker for the last playoff spot in the last matchup of the season. And this is his roster, bro. He had Joel Embiid, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Darius Garland, KD, Ja Morant, CJ McCollum, Cam Thomas,
dude,
Keldon Johnson, and it's like all the injuries my guy faced, and they couldn't even crack the playoffs. And the big one is Embiid. It's like, you know, you lose Embiid, you lose Butler.
Yeah.
You know, KD's keeping his thing up. You know, he's doing his thing. He was small forward two on the season, but it's just like, you got these guys in and out of the lineup. You got no jaw essentially for a season. And you hate when that happens for a young guy. Like LaMelo's in year two right now of like having no impact on the season and people not remembering what you are as a player because of that. And it's like, yo, LaMelo was an all-star at 20.
Yeah.
Like, but the argument just loses weight when you're not on the court holding it down still and like keeping like pressure on the league.
Exactly. These young guys are, I feel like, like LaMelo, I was just about to say, like, what happened to LaMelo?
Like, dude, nothing's happened in this, in his stint this season. Fantastic. It just needs to be more sustained. And in my opinion, I hold all the stock because it's like what we're seeing with Jalen Green. It's like what we're seeing with, you know, all the guys in OKC of just like, don't sell too soon on these young prospects. What I would encourage with Cade Cunningham, it's like, don't sell any stock. The production, Cade Cunningham's giving you 22-7-5.
Yeah.
And he missed his entire second season.
Yeah.
So this is pretty much year two. What are we giving up on? Yeah. This is like generational stats, great, you know, stuff, production, poise, you know, shot making, skill, where it's like, no, stay invested. This is going to develop. Jalen Green, I know it was rocky for like the second year when we're trying to make this into a playoff team, when these guys are, none of these guys have been to the postseason yet.
Yeah.
But if we hang around, there is the 30-point scorer in there.
Like, yeah, fact. We're going to get it out of
him. He's figuring it out.
You got to get, and that's the thing, man. You got to get like the right, like they got Monty under that disgusting contract. Like they need to get Monty out of there. I don't know what they're doing with their, I don't know what their GM or president of basketball operations is, but he's clearly not great. Maybe get some new guys. Like, but they've got real good talent there. Like Jalen Duren is going to be really good next to Cade. Like,
dude, I know you remember because I said this and I'll say it again here now, but I feel so vindicated because I was like last year on the pod, is he not shades of Dwight Howard?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, and everybody this year is like, he's the strongest person in the league.
Like, dude's a force, you know what I'm saying? Just give it time, you know. Next year, pressure will be on to, you know, definitely turn this into some success. I can't wait to for the draft class to start taking shape a little bit more just so we can see who some of these teams at the top might be adding to the team because there are some unicorns out there.
Yeah.
There's some unicorns
this
out
draft
there.
Feels like it has a lot of really tall, like I don't even know what's called, like Wemby builds. Like I feel like there's a lot of like versus
Alexander Sars, this 7-foot plus fool from France that's playing in Australia that has a full bag who's coming to the league next year.
That dude from Tennessee is also like super tall, super dude, nice.
Dalton connects nasty. And we better not write off. I know, you know, these guys hardly ever pan out. But Big Edie, Big Klingon, the way Trace Jackson Davis
DJ Burns, out. Dude. DJ Burns, dude.
We'll see.
Dude, that is bully ball, dude. That is real.
He's no Kenneth Lofton.
Dude, Kenneth Lofton does not want the smoke. Does not want the smoke, I'm telling you. Burns is like, people
you gotta work your...
But people are acting like Burns has been a bum, dude. He was like the third best recruit in his high school class. He was like
nasty.
Now
we see you South Carolina in 2018. That was
it's development though. That's
in
like
2018. He utilized the COVID year. It's okay.
That's okay.
We're here for the run. That transition isn't the nicest.
Dude, that and one was electric. Electric against Duke. Just a collision.
While we're here in my one bracket, while it's on record, I don't know if I have it on the pod, I said Purdue is going all the way.
They could. They
already cut some nets down. And yo, big man Edie.
Nah, he's cold.
Stop it, bro.
I know he's not. He might be more Taco Fall than he is Luke Cornett, to make a Celtics reference. Like, he might be more Taco Fall than Luke Cornett, but he has way more promise of developing into a Luke Cornett, where I could totally see him being a reliable 15, 17 minutes, like give our starting more versatile guy like a little break in between quarters and whatnot. And he could give you like 10 and 10 with some good defense. And it seems like he knows how to find the right guy.
He's definitely more Zubat, at least, than like Alex Len. Like, he's not just going to come in and be this guy that can't make it from one side of the court to the other. Yeah. Like, you know, it's just terrible black hole. Like, with the advanced spacing in the NFL and the NBA too, he'll come along. He's a prospect worth consideration of a first round pick.
He's a prospect.
And you know, guys want to talk down and make the jokes. He's worth consideration of your team's first round pick.
Yeah, that's real.
These guys don't just walk around. They don't grow on trees.
Yeah. Real. He just has a very refined skill set. But I like Burns. If I'm the first overall pick here, if I'm looking top five pick, I'm looking Stop for it. A guy. He is a Cinderella in the post, dude. He is a delicate balance of light-footed and like just straight like brawn. Like he's a refrigerator, dude. He's running all night. He's getting up and down the floor. He's got the midi. He's got the push floater, the sweeping hook. Like, dude, what? He's a ballerina, dude. He is a ballerina. He is the ballerina of the block.
It's appropriate we're talking March, you know, because March has concluded, but we've got our teams down to the end in the Final Four in the men's and women's NCAA tournaments, and we've got some favorites, of course, and NC State just busting brackets on both sides, like let us in there,
dude. They weren't even supposed to sniff the tournament. They had to win the ACC tournament.
Nah, I think they're on a 9 or 10 or 11 game win streak of like all elimination games.
They're on a heater, and they're like their team is nice. They have like the unnamed, unknown athletic white dude who just crashes the glass relentlessly to pair with Burns, and it's like, bro, this team is made so perfectly.
No, dude, no, the lefty for NC State's women's team that hit like 9 threes that were like all cash,
dude. She's nasty, bro. No, dude,
like, yo, who is this?
Are they the best team in North Carolina right now today? In the state of North Carolina, if there's one basketball program you're choosing right now, I'll tell you what, Cooper Flag. Dude, you might have made the wrong decision.
Dude, what's his nickname?
The main event.
The main event is on the way.
That's crazy. Yeah, this Duke team did feel a little spineless. Like, not spineless.
Hey, man, Filipowski also is worth consideration of your team's first
round. About to say, he does give some like Laurie KP sort of like he's a project. He could be worth it though.
But like that team never really, like, I don't know the coach's name still.
Yeah, John Shire.
Yeah, this is his second season or something.
Like,
I don't know his face yet. You're sort of surpassing expectations still. You know, You got the leg up on Carolina.
Yeah, you always have
this year. So it's like you got that, you know, notch in your belt.
You did go 2-0 against, or no, they went 2-0 against.
You went further in the tournament.
Yeah, you did go further in the tournament though. you did go further in the tournament. Carolina did choke a little
definitely
bit.
Was like a damn, this is what we, this is the thanks we get though. Like, we get a team that's familiar with us, that's like ready to like upset us when it all matters most though.
Dude. But no, Cooper Flagg is on the way. Cooper Flagg is definitely on the way.
It's gonna be nasty, man. It's gonna definitely gonna be nasty.
He is gonna be cold. Hey man, Jacoby Walters. Shout out to Jacoby Walters, first of all. Well, these kids need a lesson in humility and reality. And Jacoby Walters coming back to school, I think, is a great example of being self-aware, in my opinion. In today's day and age, where you could go make quick money by just going to the league and getting drafted off hype, but then being bounced around by year three or year four, like, to have like some sort of self-awareness, realize you're coming back into a good situation. Let me develop my game. It may not have been exactly where I wanted to. And I'm coming back to a situation with a coach who like has sustained deep runs in tournaments and has sent many guys to the league. You know what I mean? Keontae George was just the last Baylor guard to go to the league. He's looking like one of the better guards of that draft class. Like, I could come back, develop my game in an area that's competitive. The Big 12 is not going anywhere. Colorado's joining the Big 12. Like, they had a great team this year with a great guard. Like, that, like, Houston's in our conference. You're going up against premier talent every year. Like, he has a chance to like make his own legacy, refine his game, and go next year, where, you know, who knows how good of a season, like, you know what I mean? Guys come out of anywhere. If he has a great season, who's to say he can't be one of the better guards like next year?
Kansas didn't lose their guys down the stretch. People would have had to deal with Kansas in this
tournament. People would have had to deal with Kansas, but their best player like decided not to play in the tournament. Right.
No, the market is definitely way more calculated and like risky, it feels, right now, in terms of like what folks are doing in this offseason, transfer portal, player for the draft time period. Like, folks aren't just throwing their names out there. They're, you know, you could feel like the men's side are definitely looking at the women's side and seeing how fruitful it is for them, because in the women, in WNBA, the rule is you have to be 22 or turning 22 the year that you're, the year of your rookie season, to be in the WNBA and be eligible for the draft. So that's the bar in their league. So you already know, coming out of high school, you've got 3-4 years until you can make that jump anyway. That's why the women's game has, you know, given us familiarity with names, and you know, programs have built identities, things like that. Which is why that, you know, why their era is really up right now. I think the men are definitely seeing the, it's not, so I don't think it'll be, it's both. It's part the college football where, all right, well, so-and-so got the quarterback from there. Yeah, he's over here now. Yeah, I don't know. He's just over here now.
Like DJ Uzalite.
It's like, yeah, like they might mess around and win the conference. Like, we'll see you next year.
Yeah.
But it's part that, part, you know, let's run it back. Yeah. Let me just run it back. Like, we don't know what Bronny's doing yet.
Right.
But, and by all accounts, he'll probably stay another year.
He should.
And we don't, but we literally don't know right now. It's honestly 50-50. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that Bronny still can't translate to a certain extent.
Right.
I won't tag that he's worth, I will say he's worth consideration of a first round draft pick.
I mean, I don't know the draft
consideration.
Why wouldn't you?
You know what I'm saying? In terms of who's the prospects that are coming out, you know, if you believe in 6'7", you know, prototypical swing or combo guard X from Croatia, you know, that's coming out. Hey, I also might believe in, you know, this 6'5" athletic two-way guard off the bench from SC that, you know, is only 19 and is like, you know,
I was
really
just
good,
about
high-end
to say,
athlete.
And we're also basing our opinions off like what we see on TV, right? Like, who's to say like LeBron doesn't have him in the gym with other NBA guys? I'm sure he gets invited to like runs or workouts. Like, who's to say he doesn't, right? I'm not speculating that he does or doesn't, but like, what we're judging him off is such a limited run at USC, where they were already super guard heavy in the first place. And to be honest, I don't know anything about their coach, but I'm sure he's not cream of the crop like college basketball coaches that are out there. That's not to throw any shade, but like, you know, he's not like a, you know, I don't even know, like, he's not a Scott Drew, like, but like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure
they had Andy Enfield, which was Mr. Florida Gulf Coast, I believe.
Okay. I stand corrected.
And you know, Dunk City, ever heard of it?
Dunk City, ever heard of them?
Ever
Yeah, I
heard?
just saw their highlights on the timeline the other day, and I was like, man, they really were dunking on everyone. Otto Porter Jr., Georgetown, still has nightmares about it. Still has nightmares about it.
I'm just making sure that this is right, that I had the Indianfield Florida Gold Coast run correct. Enfield captivated the nation in 2013 as he guided his first number 15 seed into the Sweet 16. Dude, what a time. What a time.
That was a time. That was a great
And
time.
No, man, and you have to any Bronny, you know, conversation right now in terms of trying to make up who this guy is, what kind of player he is, you just have to reference the, you know, heart surgery that he required to start the season. So it's like, you have to throw expectations pretty much out the window for what this year could have been, and the fact that it was something and not a loss.
Just like getting
like,
your
okay, look at the character kid that you're getting, of young adult that's coming into the building. It's like, dude, he's not really phased, you know? Sky's the limit. That could have easily, Sharif O'Neal had a heart situation when he was at UC, when he tried to get, you know, his things popping at UCLA. Didn't really come back from it, you know, trying to get the Drew League career popping, G League Ignite popping, didn't really pop. So, you know, things like this definitely do happen. That's a crazy, you know, comparison that I was able to think of. But the fact that happened, kid finished the season in the rotation, and it's like, okay, well, hey, kid might be a different type of competitor, and just give it time. Like you said, they already had ball dominant guards on this team.
Right.
You have to when you're a freshman in the bar, this is their team. Like, that's the way point guard works. It's like, give me the ball. Yeah. Like, this is my team.
Yeah.
I'm gonna run this real quick.
Literally. So, I mean, I hope he does come back, dude. I think it would be awesome if he does. Like,
I think he'll still be good for the college game.
Dude, I mean, not even that. I think there's just so many areas that he can improve if he just has more time on the floor. And then I think you could actually get a better look, and then inevitably he will make the jump. I think Bronny could be a legitimately really solid NBA player if you give him time. He's a project, like a lot of people in this draft class. But I think right situation, like, he could be
– Oh, for sure. Yeah, just run it back. You know, let's run it back season.
It could be your team. That year one to year two jump in college too is like – it's so large. Like, there's no need to rush that and go to the league. Yeah. And all of a sudden you're in a situation where you may not even get like time. Who knows? Like, you know, you could, you know, look at Mike Porter Jr. Would he be as effective as he is if he didn't get drafted later on in the first round? Like, assume somebody like does go, you go early. Now you're in a situation like Detroit.
He was top of the lottery all scouting
high
season.
School, college. Yeah, literally. Yeah, he didn't even play in college like that. And he was still at the top of the draft board.
It's funny where this pod is just going all over the place, which I like it, because it's like thinking about Bronny makes me think about, okay, well, sort of what's the temperature status on Bron, because he's hanging on for that.
Yeah.
And right now, you know, over under 1.5 seasons, what would you say on LeBron?
Well, I was
odds
just
are damn near, odds are pretty much even.
I was just on Twitter, and
which one are you taking?
I'm taking two. I'm taking over. I'm taking the over, and that's because I think Bronny, it's based on, I think, I'm hedging my bet on Bronny returning. I'm hedging my bet on Bronny returning to college. And I think LeBron wouldn't mind that either. And I think he kind of coast around for another year and then get the farewell tour with Bronny and call it. But I think, like
right now,
I was just getting like Shams just tweeted out like 30 minutes ago that like he expects LeBron to play like for one or two more years. It's like a
that's
big
funny. Game. Yeah, no, that's flirting around the media cycle too. And I think it's because of this eerie Brooklyn post-game presser that he did, where he hits 9 for 10 from three. They smoke Brooklyn. And he's like in the post-conference with like no happiness. And he's talking about, you know, I don't have much time left. It's like he just got like a, it's like him and Savannah are beefing. And he's got like this demeanor of like, I don't want to be here, like, talk about this right now. Like, I'm not in the mood to, even though I just had like a really good game. It was just an unusual.
Awkward. It was really awkward. It was just
press conference.
Unexpected. Yeah. It was just super unexpected. Like,
we know Bron's dramatic. We know.
Yeah,
He
we know
does
he's
miss.
like that, you know, he's dialing it up a little bit, maybe prepping us for a great playoff run. You never know, right? But I mean, yeah, like the thing with Savannah is also like, I mean, that was a dumb video that was like circulating. Like, I feel like that was like, you know,
Oh
with
no, yeah, no, I'm not putting any
like,
gas on that. That was just like the, you know how a guy is when he's like, oh, hey, something's going on. Like, bro's not like in the mood right now. Like, he came back to his phone after the game and like something was on his phone and he was just like pissed
yeah,
off.
you never know. Yeah, you never know what it is. I mean, I hope we get
But
him
like,
from.
yeah, this at this part of the season, I was like, all right, can you picture like another? Because you know what, man? We got through this season and this season. For LeBron, at least, like, all right, you survived. We made it through another, you know, calendar season without a major ding on the body, you know, without any scandals of, you know, another, hey, check another one, boss. We only had 20 of them so far.
Literally.
But like, it does come. It's an attrition thing. It's like over time, it's like it, you know, it comes with wear and tear, just in and of itself. And it's like, do you picture him enjoying, like, what is this? He did this in another season where he was small forward three on the season, fantasy wise. And it's like, gave us the bronze stat line again of 25, 7, and 8. So it's like, are we getting like another year from now? Is it 21, 6, and 6?
All right.
Or is it still 24, 8, and 8? Like, I don't, does it matter? It probably doesn't matter much. And it's like, at that point, do you have, like, are we going to see a Brady run from Bron to where we're like saying, is this it for like 6 seasons?
I don't know. I mean, who knows if it's even in
We do,
LA?
we get one more jersey in the collection. Like, I think that's maybe what we're getting here.
We might get one more. I don't know
Like
where.
it's kind of futile in having that debate yet. It should be acknowledged in the off seasons, of course. We'll, you know, we'll get a new story every summer, of course. Or you know, new headline that we're chasing every summer. But like you do have to just, you know, raise a glass to it at the end of the season to be like, ah, we're in the thick of it. And we definitely got to appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? Because who knows how much longer, but like, yeah, Brady and Mahomes were dueling the first postseason, and like Brady's like, oh, I got about three more, so like
I'll be around.
we could meet in the Super Bowl again. Like, we don't know, we'll see. Don't you know, close this book yet.
So real, dude. I mean, hey, yeah, at this point, I'm just like appreciative of it, I feel like, because it's like, I don't know, dude. There's no ambassador of basketball. Like, there's no clear-cut ambassador of basketball post LeBron. Like, it could be Steph, it could be KD, but like, you know what I mean? Like, there is no clear-cut
But
guy.
screw it. Screw it, dude. Screw it. Turn the TikTok camera on because I guess this is the clip that is the most sensational of the pod that I could make. But we're sort of at this point. Four's career is over. It could happen in LA. It could happen in the Bay.
What happened in the Bay?
We're gonna get you know, we're gonna get the Crips and the Bloods tying the bandanas together, and Bron and Steph are gonna say, look, somebody's gonna call each other and be like, hey yo, it's me. Just pretend you're answering the phone and I'll be Bron. You can be Steph. Hello?
Yo.
Yo.
Up, Ron?
So I'm sitting here and I've got a, it's me, it's Mav, it's Rich, and AD's on the line. You know, Bron has to pitch stuff like it's never been done before. So, what would you say? How do you think the world would react? Stephen Curry, LeBron James, all-time rivals. Eight rings combined. If they said, you know what? Before we hang it up, let's give them the Cinderella reunion era. Let's give them the Jay-Z, Kanye West tour. Let's give them the Watch the Throne tour at the twilight of our careers. Steph, you can do what you're doing. Steph, the way you shoot, the way that, you know, the way your range has evolved, the way that you've taken care of your body, the conditioning that you've, you know, built and sustained your game for, the way you've tailored it into your 30s, the way that I've coasted mine, AD's invigorated for one more run. Let's put the money aside. Let's put the glamour aside. If you thought Kevin Durant was the best teammate you've ever had, like, let's just give him one more run. Let's do it. We could do it in your city. We could do it in my city. Whoever wants to make it happen, whoever's more aggressive, like, let's just do it, dog. Like, let's, before we both say peace out and we let these young bulls take over, how about we hit them with the 1-2 punch, LeBron and Steph, like they never seen it before, and let's do it like that before we get out of here.
I don't think Steph would have ever previously considered it, but I think this year more than ever, I think he entertains it. I think he entertains it. It typically he's dismissive of it, but I think this year he entertains it because he realizes Klay is not the same. He knows Draymond can't be trusted, and you get those two contracts off the book. You maybe keep Kuminga. Maybe you flip Kuminga into some role players because Kuminga had a decent season, and we get the Clutch guys involved. Clutch does their thing. They're behind the scenes, Bene Gesserit sort of like activity.
Now you got Mike Dunleavy.
You know what I mean? We get Mike Dunleavy up out of there. That's
definitely like, I got to call Steve. He's like, I got to talk to Steve. Because I think Steve would like this. And then he's like, oh, are we talking about going up there? You want to bring it up there?
I think LeBron. Hey,
I might have to talk to Dre. But I like it. I do like it. I do like it. You know what I'm saying? By then, Golden State might have already let Dre go. And he's like, LeBron's like, you saw how they did your boy, man. You know what I'm saying?
We can get him Steve back Kurt, up for a deal here.
We can get Steve Kerr the coaching spot in LA. He's like, you want to do it like that? Bring him to LA.
They start moving. No, they set up the chessboard and they flirt with the pieces. They move a couple pieces around. They see what works. I think it could happen. It could happen. I don't know if it will, but I think there's a strong possibility that it could. And the Warriors will probably have a late first round pick. Maybe they convince Bronny to deal him. Get you know what I mean? Like they find a way to get Bronny in there.
That's,
I don't know.
Of course, that's part of it's in the negotiation.
I don't know. Anything could happen this offseason. This offseason feels, I don't know who's a free agent this offseason, but
before it's all said and done. You heard it here first.
I think the conversation happens. The conversation definitely happens. It happens at some point this summer. I think Steph is out. He's got the kids on the boat, right? LeBron's out, Turks. You know, Drake.
And if not, the Lakers are definitely going to get Trae Young this summer.
I also feel like LeBron definitely has the Lobos bottle next to him in close proximity before the call gets made. Before the call gets made, he's got a couple things of Lobos. You got Mav in the Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, fam. I just want you to know, yeah, too, you got a care package that's on the way. It should get there soon. It should get there soon.
He hooks him up with something of value.
You should have a delivery tomorrow. Yeah. By about noon. It should be there by about noon.
Dude, I can see
it. Think about it. Pour something, have a sip, talk to the family. You have another one on the way. I understand. You know what I'm saying? You got a little one right now. Look, you know.
I know the school system out here. We can get him enrolled in some of the better schools, hit the hills. You could be right.
Little Riley's getting ready, you know, for her, you know, her
great,
run.
Great. The Mamba Academy is out here. Great, great way to
dog,
get her.
I was already going to say it, literally. Do we need to get her in the Mamba Academy?
The Drew League, we could do something.
Could we just orchestrate like the next like decade of basketball?
Dude, straight up, that's what he does, dude. He's the godfather. Godfather, dude. He does it at the highest level.
Does this happen with the franchise in Las Vegas?
Does this I've got a way to get you into ownership.
Dude, I think that's the pod, bro. That is the pod, man. That was wild speculation. That was everything counts. That was it, you know, thank you for your service. If you participated in fantasy and, you know, and just the tireless, countless walk outsides on the, you know, 10-second breaks on the job. Just like, let me step outside real quick, check the fantasy lineup, check the game, check the teams, how are guys doing?
I didn't shout out anybody at the top of the pod, but before we dip, I'm gonna shout out women's basketball in general, college ball. It was fun to watch all my friends who never really tune in to women's basketball in general tune in. Obviously some testosterone filled conversations for the casuals that were watching last night, but I will say, like, it is awesome. The highlight, the spotlight that women's basketball is getting is incredible. I'm always a champion of it. And I'm going to shout out the Woj tweet. Stockton Kings coach Lindsey Harding is the G League coach of the year. In her first season, she went 24-10. And they are the Western Conference's top playoff seed in the G League. So Becky Hammon was a pioneer of that. We're going to shout out Becky always. We're going to shout out Popovich for Becky the spotlight. But the women are here basketball-wise, athletic.
Throw some more smoke on that. Hey, man, shout out to these aces, man. Hey, we have a dynasty in the works. All this women's basketball wave that's building, just know that at the top of that wave, the way Roman is our tribal chief, the aces are him of college of women's basketball. Period. Period.
Yeah.
Our starting lineup is the women's Team USA Olympic team. If you're entering the W, it goes through Las Vegas.
Caitlin Clark, get ready. She takes down dynasties, man.
We're not
and talking she was, about and it. She was in the Bruce Lee Kobe's. Come on.
Yeah, no, it's tough. No, but we're not also talking about Asia Wilson all time in the, like, Terrell gave a great shout out to Maya Moore when he was on here, what she did and how she's going down just off of the run.
Yeah.
Asia's in the middle of, it's hard to compare. Like, this is like her, this is like LeBron's first two rings is what she has right now. But she's got them even sooner than LeBron got them. She's got them, honestly, sooner than almost anybody's got them outside of Kobe.
I was just about to
say.
And
if we're talking women's, you know, there's a couple other comparisons in there. There's, you know, Diana Taurasi. There's, you know, Sue Bird. There's,
he's like all-time
Leslie,
great.
There's Candace Parker's. And she's an OG on this Aces squad now. But what Asia Wilson is doing,
it's just unbelievable.
There's not two-way wings like her that are just dominant. Like, she's the KG of this shit right now.
Yeah, she is. That's a great, that's actually such a great comparison. She's like a lefty KG. Yeah, literally.
And the window for the run right now is just wide open.
Wide.
Best coach in the game. You know, you've got the best roster around you. The continuity's there. We got the point guy. We got KP. We got the sixth woman of the year. We got Chelsea Gray. We got Kia Stokes.
We got players. We got,
come on, dude. And we're all back. You know what I'm saying? Alicia Clark. The dogs are coming back.
We're
going to plan another parade. Shout out to the Golden Knights. The cup season's coming around. You know, hey, we're in it again. We're the eight seed. Count us out if you want to.
Playoff hockey, man. Playoff hockey.
It's WrestleMania week.
Yeah.
XL, yeah. Meek Mill.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne, we'll see you in Philly.
Yeah.
Cody, how will you respond? The final boss.
The final chapter.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back this week with more content. Just know, like, follow, and subscribe. This is what you're waiting for. You ready?
We're ready. We're definitely. Oh my god, dude. From the top rope. I was not about to catch that reference. I was like, where are you going with this? That's crazy.
And then back at a paddy wagon, cuffs locked on wrists. I had to.
Stop it, dude. Stop it. We're not doing.